Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. I hope you've had a great week, and I hope you are ready and excited to gather as the church to come and to worship the Lord together. This is a podcast that comes out every Sunday morning with the aim of fixing our attention, priming our hearts as the people of God before we come into the presence of God as the church. And this morning, I want to just take a moment and look at Psalm 145, verse 1, just one simple verse. And it says this: praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. And let's be honest here for a second. Sometimes, and I know I'm guilty of this personally, we walk into church maybe often carrying more distraction than devotion unto the Lord. Maybe we've got a million things on our minds, whether that's bills, whether that's work from this week, whether that's family stress or other worries, but Psalm 149 cuts right through all of that. And it says to praise the Lord, to sing to the Lord a new song. And you may be asking yourself, what does it mean when it says a new song? And it's not about the style or melody or actually singing a unfamiliar song every single Sunday morning, but rather it's about the heart of the worshiper. New praise comes from a fresh awareness of who God is and what he has done. And in his word, if he says that his mercies were new this morning, then I want to encourage us to bring to the church, to bring to the assembly of the godly, a new song this morning. A fresh heart, a fresh awareness of who God is and what he is doing among us. And then that verse, it continues, it answers this question: where does this happen? And it happens in the assembly of the godly. That means together. That means all of us. And God designed his people to lift our voices side by side, shoulder to shoulder, to praise the holy name of Jesus. So your praise corporately encourages mine, and I hope mine encourages and strengthens yours. And so this isn't just a personal time of worship, but rather a corporate time of worship. And when we gather as one voice, declaring one name. And so today, I want to encourage you, don't settle for just going through the motions. Don't settle for that. Would you bring a new song, or bring a fresh awareness of who God is and what he is doing? Bring a full heart, and I pray that you would come ready to lift up your adoration and praise to the God who never grows tired of pouring out his mercy and grace. So Lord, we come this morning asking that you would do a fresh thing in our hearts, Lord. And God, we want our worship today, this morning, to be honoring to you. Lord, would you give us a new song, a fresh heart as we enter into your presence, as we come before you. Lord, I pray that you would quiet our distractions that I'm sure are grasping for our attention. Lord, would you put a new song in our mouths, put a new song in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that your spirit would be with us in the gathering this morning, the gathering of your saints. And I thank you that we have the opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder, praising your holy name with other brothers and sisters who love you. And so Lord, would you be magnified in the gathering of your saints this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.